So that's why he gets to hunt all the time.
But it's just, you can't believe somebody.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, April 16th, 2025 at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries.
Pick yours again, Tiemann.
Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Five and a half in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public, we'll move along. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 12. It's a penalty that was removed. This was actually filed on time. So just an administrative correction here. If anyone would like to see this sheet.
Not mine.
If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve tax correction slip number 12.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Lastly, approve or disapprove agreement with Standard Appraisal Service, Inc. for the referee services for 2025 assessment year. Mr. Standard has provided referee service for us for quite a few years now.
Let him wake up.
Roger, do you want to go over anything with us on this contract?
Just comment that, you know, in the past, I've enjoyed working with Daryl, and whenever we get in a jam up at the Turk, he's always available and appreciate his help. As far as the contract, again, over the years, we've had a few little tweaks, if you will, and I was somewhat surprised he actually lowered his price this year, so I'm just kidding. He thought he made a mistake over there, didn't he?
And this, shocked. It's actually the same as last year, correct? $135. What is the $99 an hour?
That's
other people.
That's Patty's kickback.
That's your additional helpers?
I wish.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I get more than that.
Pricing for the other people that are.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong business.
Any discussion on hiring Standard Appraisal for referee service? Just for you guys, and I'm sure you've dealt with this already, Rex, and Mr. Claybaugh, I'm sure you're aware of it yet, but instead of the supervisors providing referee service, it's kind of been the ongoing thing that instead of us having different faces there on each one, we have referees hired, and then every piece of property has the same set of eyes on it, and there's consistency. It still comes to the board for final approval or change.
Good.
Mr. Juergens.
Not to be negative, Daryl.
Well, you never are, Terry.
Most of the time I'm not. I like to see a positive. But this year I'd like to see, when we do have protests, which we will, you know, the assessor's office and yourself to be a little more prepared for those protests when they come to us.
By being prepared, what do you
mean? Well, I mean maybe a little advanced information.
To the board?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We can pass that information
yes.
out.
It really helped. Was it last year we had it again where we had a little info, some pictures, some layouts of the property? And then Patty's office gets a lot of that together, and then they say that's not their job, but it really helps us.
Here's
we're
an
on
idea.
The same team,
Here's
Patty.
An idea. Let me take every supervisor around in the district that their protest is in.
That way you'd get your eyes on them, too.
Huh?
Nothing?
That you guys, that way you guys can put your eyes on them too. And I'll drive.
Don't know if that's safe, Patty.
Do you think that's a good idea? I'll take you to the Odell ones and all your district, and then I'll take Eddie.
Yeah, why does that sound funny?
That's why mine.
It's probably my voice.
No, it's the speakers.
Yeah, it's coming through. It's like we got a feed from her speaker for the first time.
She's responsible for that.
It's all getting redone.
I thought it was redone.
June 6th, 24, it'll be done. I'm sorry, I let out that one more time. With that, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agreement with Standard Appraisal for Referee Services.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergen, second by Dorn. Additional discussion, comment, questions for Mr. Standard. How many referees do you anticipate having, Patty?
Whatever you guys want. I do not have a crystal ball, and things are going to be pretty high as far as values and everything. So we've probably, if we don't get, you know, any response back from the small towns, you know, a lot of the questionnaires and things that they can fill out, we probably have maybe done them a little high. So if I was people, I would definitely talk to the guys. And what I'm going to do, if you guys got time next, was it the 30th, Don? We talked about that yesterday. I would prefer Derek and his team to come in and kind of visit with you and let you know what they basically did. And then we could kind of go from there of what you want, because those guys have went out, several guys from the appraisal department up there have went out, and I want them to be able to, you know, show the people what they've used for comparables, what they've used for sales in the different towns. And so, you know, we'll have to decide some things. Who's on the equalization committee? It's you. Okay, besides.
Rex. Terry, are you on that?
I think so.
Eddie, Rex, and Terry.
Juergens, Adams, Claybaugh.
Oh, Claybaugh. Dorn lucked out.
No, I can get into it right out.
That's the only one I'm not on.
The other thing, Patty, is I know there was a lot of discrepancy in Beatrice on commercial properties last year.
That was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
There we go.
Okay, I mean, did that kind of get worked through?
Yes, and I did that.
Okay.
And we went back through it.
All right.
And reviewed all that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had another appraiser look at some of those, and there wasn't as much as what was brought up.
Now,
so
years, highly exaggerated a lot of times.
It's always exaggerated when it has those two involved. Sorry.
No, Lloyd won't be here.
No, I don't think Lloyd's going to do any ag. But most likely Josh can handle that, or you or me, to a degree.
We can handle pretty much any of it. And all the small towns got
done. Yeah, you're going about 2 years back. Last year went really smooth, I thought. I mean, we only had, what, 10?
2 years back? I thought last year.
I don't think you were here last year.
2 years ago was rougher. Last year actually went pretty smooth.
Yeah, we only had about 10 people
in
there.
We had information on, the board had information on each of the pieces. It was really nice. It was kind of like we had before, where Patty and Daryl and them got us information on each property. We could kind of look through, as we were sitting here, look at the parcel, look at the pictures that they had of the parcel.
We've got the tech. We've got the technology now. What do you guys, do you have anything different here that we can put things on a screen or something? I mean, have you done anything different from the last 2 years as far as, you know, paper copies or stuff?
All of our electronics were supposed to be done by June 1st of 24, where we'd have TVs where we could show everyone and we could also look.
It's up a new day every time.
They haven't been installed yet.
Will they be?
They're specially making all this stuff. A lot of it's made by hand, I think.
We're up 25%.
Tariffs has got us.
Now, we can have as many as five referees, because you're getting hit pretty hard in these small towns. So, but we can have as many referees here as necessary. But I will mention we have two Turk cases coming up, Walmart and
the Hog Barn.
Summit.
Summit Pork. So anybody that wants to come, show up.
When are those?
They put it right in June.
In June, but we have to have... We have to have recommendations to the to them 30 days prior to it so their attorneys can review it.
Are you still confident in your numbers from last year?
No.
Are they up, or are we going to be higher or lower?
Walmart is... I'm sticking with Walmart. I've got sales up and down I-80 and small, you know, for Walmarts. The pork, I'm going to go down with.
Well, and that was a different recommendation last year from Darrell versus what the board did. So that's where we maybe need to talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that needs to be in closed session.
Did we go with the, we still are in discussion on a contract as well, but just questioning, did we go with the recommendation that came from Jefferson County on the pork barn?
Yes.
Yes. Just to steer us back to this contract, we can talk more afterwards. We have a motion by Juergens, second by Dorn, to approve the agreement with Standard Appraisal Service for the refereeing services for this year. Any additional discussion on that contract? If not, please vote. 5.5 in favor, motion carries. 6 in favor, motion carries.
That is an official record.
Yeah.
So half?
Okay. Well, that will you turn that on again? I'm going to fiddle. If I get this just in the right spot.
There. Oh, there you go.
Well, gravity is working against us.
The train when that red green scares you.
Don't touch it.
Okay. I'm waiting for the yellow to show.
All right. Now, additional discussion on the Turk. I don't know if we need closed session on anything or if, Roger, I don't know if we don't need to discuss it.
That's a
Patty,
more,
when
that's
do
a
your
we've got time.
Okay.
I mean, reassessments go out?
So basically now what happens is MIPS sends most of the 93 counties out. And they don't have 93, but maybe 80-some. So probably so that, what's Friday the, is that May? You have a calendar there?
I do.
Friday, most likely Thursday or Friday before that, because June 1st falls on a weekend maybe?
29th or 30th.
Have like little circles.
And
so
then
that's
we just
when people will start getting their mail.
You may so many bits I have to reprint.
Well, they'll mail them. I really don't want them to mail them until either the 29th or 30th. So they'll have to have them by June. Well, we don't know with the mail. I mean, really, we don't. And they'll be coming out of Lincoln. Those are all being handled out of Lincoln.
Now that you mention that, with the mail being a real concern that it is, what do you do if somebody wants to protest and they don't get it in the time frame?
Well, they have all the month of June.
I know, I'm going to just use example. I know guys, Terry probably knows this too from the sale barn, that their checks may take 3 to 4 weeks to get to them.
I don't know.
You know, they're stamped.
I don't know. We've got ones that came back to us this year just on personal property, and they have the right address on them.
You'll forget it.
So people come in and ask for another one, and we get the one because we always keep the ones with the, you know, it's the exact same address and didn't get delivered. So
is there provisions if they can prove that?
Probably.
I've had a lot of faith in the mail service lately.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there because sometimes it's taken 4 to 5 days to get to, because Don and I have even talked about with we have to kind of do a turnaround quick with protests, and that we have to notify them that the board is meeting, and we're talking about email somewhat, right? We went to some emails, so we like emails on a lot of things, but like with a board notice or whatever, almost everybody in the county, I think, will get a notice this year. That's how, you know, that's how it's going to go, basically. So I guess we need to do a little media coverage, I think, and then Derek and some of his crew would like to come and visit with you guys at the next board meeting on the 30th. So I don't know if you want to do that on an equalization or if you want to, I mean, when would you do it? because
probably committee meetings.
I would give it more than like 10 minutes. If there's any way any of you guys could go to
like the third
county one. Board workshop, he's going to be teaching some classes out there that morning for one day.
Could you see if that works for April 30th?
It does.
It does for sure?
Yeah, because I think I already talked to him. So I just know that we're going to need more than probably 5 or 10 minutes. And then I'd like to get with the equalization group just to give them some heads up on some stuff. So I don't know how you want to do. Can you start anything later than 9 on a county board?
I would say we probably need to do it during our...
During the board presentation? It doesn't make any difference to me. Because I think this is going to be a first time new. This is a new computer system for you guys that don't know. TerraScan is what we had for like 20, 30 years. And then that company kind of went away. So MIPS NACO / NACO is, NACO's upstairs, MIPS is in the basement. They pretty much are doing everything as far as the small towns. And then Josh is doing the north. Daryl's doing commercial. But with those guys, that's going to be a recalibration of my system. Because I have a new computer system, the depreciation tables, the comparables, they've used iPads out in the field. This is a lot of new technology. And so then when we transferred from TerraScan to MIPS, there's some sketches and things that my girls have been going through and you know, things like that that we have to clean up. So basically my goal was before I retire or before, you know, things turn over, I want the working file to match what's on the front of the card. Another thing we need to talk about at some point, cards are going away. Everything's computerized, nothing's even paper anymore. So a lot of assessors have done away with that.
So when those people file their protest, is there somewhere on there that your Doge team, the MIPS young guns with all the, I talked to some of them, is that information that they have, is for the people, can they go find that their home was compared against, Terry's home was compared against Eddie's? Is there a list of where the comparability for that valuation came from?
We have a sales book. And they're going to have, from my understanding, this is the first year for me, too, with them. We're going to have all of our sales, because we're going to use 2 years of sales. We're doing residential. They should have everything lined up as to what sales they use to determine depreciation. One thing that you do, we use a Marshall Swift manual, and so we price everything, and we dump in the 24 costs, or the 20, I think it's 23, because we started it last year. So there are some people and assessors that are not on the current cost. We have to start with the current cost, and then we start working down with depreciation tables based on what's been done to the house, what the year of the house. It gets pretty intense. So that's why we could teach a class down here for an hour, and you guys probably wouldn't even – I mean, there's a lot to comprehend. And then we've got – more technology coming into it, which is a good thing, but, you know, it's something that everybody kind of needs to know. And those are things that they'll have to show. That's why I want them down here when people start coming in. I have a general knowledge of everything and have followed what they're doing, but we have to see, I think you need to see on paper what kind of sales are out there. One thing you could do, I guess, is that some smaller counties will send out where the sales took place. And that's helpful for people that, you know, they can look and say, hey, what sold in this town and why is this so high? Because some of the sales are like something I've never seen before. And I think that's going to be the hardest thing for people because you have to treat, and this is the biggest statement I can make, the sold the same as the unsold. My job would be easy if I could go out and say, okay, this guy just remodeled this house. I had it at 100. It's now at 125 because he remodeled. It's selling for 170, 180. And to me, there's a lot more that's not making sense on lending that kind of money, even if it's remodeled.
And the land values are going to change. You're going to see some land value change.
Yeah. We upped our home site acreages, and we upped a lot of different things are going on. And so it's going to be a kind of a difficult year maybe. But that is the main thing. We cannot look at a sale and say, okay, this is what I'm going to put on it because this is what they paid for it. It doesn't work like that. That's where the equalization part gets complicated.
This is all very pertinent. We are past our equalization meeting time. Any of this that we have yet, if you could bring it to our next meeting or talk to us at committee,
and do more than
committee meetings, we'll go over it longer. Just we are outside of our equalization.
And you will let him talk a little bit so you understand more
committee
of what.
Reports.
That's true. Do you have more to tell us, Patty? We could talk about this more in committee reports in our meeting.
You mean not today?
You thought you were here last year.
With that, we will adjourn equalization at 9:52.